Before our final blessing, we had two priests here today. Very happy to have, as I mentioned earlier, in the Catholic Church, you rarely find African-American men who are priests. And in our sanctuary today, we have a man discerning and preparing to be a deacon, Deacon Melvin Burton, soon to be deacon, and Jamie Moses, our seminarian, who's on break today with us, preparing to be a priest and discerning that vocation, and Father Michael Trail and Father Richard Owens from the Office for Black Catholics. So I'm gonna put them on the spot and just invite both Father Michael and Father Richard to say just hello to you today as they come to worship in our church today. So Father Michael, you are first.
Yeah. Amen. Friends, I come to you today from the Windy City. My name is Father Michael Trail, and I'm a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago. I've had the honor and the privilege of knowing Father Thorne and Father Richard Owens for many years, and so I thought it would be appropriate that I bring the Windy City love here to the city of brotherly love to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
And we're thankful for God's presence, and I am grateful to your warm welcome into God's presence in this place today as we worship him in spirit and in truth. And know that as I depart today to go back to Chicago, know that I bring with me the city of the love of the brother of the city of the brotherly love. And so for that, thank you for your warm welcome, Philadelphia, and may God bless you and continue to pray for me as I do God's work in Chicago. God bless you all.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Just last night, we had this conversation. Father Michael is visiting, and also Kara and Anisha, if you can stand. So they're visiting, and the big question was, where should we worship and go to church tomorrow? And I can think of no better place besides coming back to the Kingdom of North Philadelphia.
Amen.
And celebrating here with Father Thorne and this great community. In November, we're celebrating Black Catholic History Month. And there's a very nice flyer back in the narthex on the red table. Ask you to please take one. To kick off Black Catholic History Month, there's a great celebration of music, which your choir will participate in, so thanks for your support. And also, there's a St. Martin de Porres Mass on Monday, November 5th. So we're bringing in a bishop all the way from Houma Thibodeau. He's an African-American bishop. So he's coming up here to see how we worship here in the city of Philadelphia. So I ask that you please come out and support us. It's at the cathedral at 7 o'clock. I'm sure Father Thorne will have a bus to go down.
Amen.
So sign up and please support so that Bishop Shelton Fobb can see that the church is alive and well in the city of Philadelphia. He's one of our very few Black Catholic bishops. So I think it'll be a great witness to come out to support him and also to give a witness to what's happening in his great city. So it's great to be here with you this weekend, and thanks for your love and support.
Very blessed to have Father Owens and Father Trail with us today. Very proud of Father Owens. I've known him since a little boy, and he has in the Office of Black Catholics, an office I headed for 7 years, and so he's doing a fine job. I'm very proud of him and all the work he's doing, and we'll continue to support everything the Office of Black Catholics does. As you leave church today, if you go out, I invite somebody to go out the this way, the convent side, you'll notice our latest project, which is the bricks. We've installed our memorial bricks garden. We've been talking about this for many, many weeks and now. And I want to thank a special thanks to Norman Spencer, who's in the choir loft, and Kathy Waters. Kathy has really headed this project up. Thank you, Kathy. And also, I want to thank Darius Cooper, who's with us well today. Darius, stand up as well. Darius and Melvin. Norman. Yesterday spent hours and hours digging up the dirt, getting all that prepared. It was a marvel watching that all happen. It was a lot of hard work. And I think sometimes we don't realize all that goes into making our church so strong. And as you purchase bricks and put them in the ground, and there's others to be bought if you still want one, it's a sign of the fact that we are here, we are alive and well, and we're not going anywhere at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I say the best is yet to come, our theme, we have to believe that. And that's why it's important we come to church every Sunday, especially these weeks preparing for our Jubilee. In October, the Archdiocese counts every person who comes to church to show if they're alive. And so it's important that today I'll take account those who are not our visitors, but those who are regular parishioners here. And I'll send that number to the Archdiocese. And that will be an assessment, one of many, to show, are we really alive here? I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't put all my energy into making this church so great. And I thank all those who helped with that brick project. It was a fundraiser, but also a sign. You wouldn't put bricks in the ground if we're going to close. In a time when many parishes have closed in the Black community, and we complain and whine about it, this is our moment. This is our free throw we can't miss. If we want this church to be here, as little baby was baptized today, her first communion, her confirmation, and on, it's up to you. I wouldn't put bricks in the ground if I didn't believe the future was bright. But you have to work with me and continue to work together, keep our family together. As we celebrate these weeks in October, ending in 3 weeks for our Jubilee, will the church be like this on the 28th? No. Now I'm preaching to the choir right now. You're here. I wish this church was standing room only. That's my prayer.
Amen.
For the 14th, the 21st, the 28th, every Sunday. But especially we celebrate what God has done for us. God's been good to us.
Always.
And it's not about fundraisers so much. It's not about being a club. It's about drawing close to Jesus. I want to thank parents and family, especially to Lauren, for bringing your child to church, and to know how Jesus Christ is her Lord and Savior. In the Catholic Church, we baptize at an early age because we want that child to know from a young age how important Jesus Christ is. Her beautiful smile, her pure heart, is a reminder to all of us what God has done for us.